you're not going to start again in Europe the first game in the group stage, you're not going to be happy. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's normal, I think. But you support the team and try and impact it then when you come on.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Scott Beaman makes three changes for Ireland's final outing at WXV1. We hear from Simon Easterby after Emerging Ireland completed a hat-trick of wins in Bloemfontein, and Premiership bosses pour cold water on talk of a merger with the URC. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Scott Beaman has made three changes to his Ireland team for tomorrow night's final match of their WXV1 campaign against the United States. Dan O'Brien drops to the bench with Nicole Fowley preferred at out half, while Aoife Dalton returns at outside centre for Eve Higgins. There's just one change to the pack, with hooker Niamh Jones in for Cleona Maloney. So the Ireland team will have Stacey Flood at full back. On the wings will be Emer Considine and Amy Lee Murphy-Crowe. Dalton and Enya Breen are this week's centre partnership, with Nicole Fowley at out half and Emily Lane continuing at scrum half. It's a front row of Niamh O'Dowd, Niamh Jones, Linda Dugang, Dorothy Wall and Fiona Tewitt are in the second row. Starting at blindside flanker will be Erin King. Aoife Wafer starts on the open side and Brittany Hogan will start at number 8. On the bench for Ireland tomorrow night will be Cleona Maloney, Siobhan McCarthy, Andrea Stock, Ruth Campbell, Dervla Nicovorge, Molly Scuffle McCabe, Dana O'Brien and Eve Higgins. Croke Park is heading for a sellout for Saturday's URC Interpro clash of Leinster and Munster. With an attendance of around 80,000, Saturday's game will smash the record for a regular season fixture in the URC. The previous best stands at 68,262 for an all-Welsh doubleheader at Cardiff's Principality Stadium in 2016. In the process, Leinster looks set to pocket €1.7 million from Saturday's game. The teams will be revealed tomorrow, but what's almost guaranteed is that Orji Snyman will come up against his former side. On tonight's Off the Ball, Brian O'Driscoll offered a flavour of what the Springbok lock can expect.
Like, obviously, they're going to try and whack him. Good luck.
It'd be easier if it was Craig Casey had come across, yeah, wouldn't it? But, yeah, listen, and you know what? He deserves... You know what he gets. That's what you get from moving across. But he's well able for us. You know, his game can bring to this Leinster team is so exciting. And watching the, you know, I think it's so suited his offload game to what Leinster are trying to do, loose and fast. I worried in one of the games. I think it was the Glasgow semi-final last year, that I just thought he looked out on his feet. And I was wondering, maybe he is a 20-minute player. That's why South Africa have him coming off the bench or 30 minutes. But I thought he, you know, obviously he's been really lacking match fitness over the course of the last 3-4 seasons, multiple injuries, long-term injuries. And so it's going to take a while to properly get back with game time, good pre-seasons, all of that. And his game, he reminds me of Nathan Hines. Of all that, those long arms, that he's so hard to lock the ball up because he's such a huge man. To hit him and lock an arm is going to take 2-3 players, and he can still has that capacity to be able to get the ball away. So if he can stay fit, I think he'll be an unbelievably good player for Leinster this year. But he's going to get it on Saturday, and he's going to, I'm sure, encourage it and look forward to it and thrive in it.
You can hear much more from Brian O'Driscoll and also a brilliant edition of Wednesday Night Rugby with Liam Toland and Jerry Thorney by becoming an Off the Ball member now. Tries off the bench from Alex Soroka, Matthew Devine and Danny Sheehan helped Emerging Ireland complete a hat-trick of wins in South Africa last night. Simon Easterby's side were 34 points to 24 victors over the Cheetahs in Bloemfontein. Afterwards, I asked the head coach what his message to the squad was in the immediate aftermath of the game.
Just the real credit to them, the way they've worked. You know, it's... 3 games in 7-8 days, like it's a tough schedule, and they've just, like I said earlier, they've worked so incredibly hard to connect to what we're trying to do as a team, to connect to each other, and you can see in the performance, like, it wasn't perfect. Cheetahs were well in that game, and at times we were down, but didn't lose sight of what makes it a good team across the last few weeks, and we played the game in the right way. You know, that's how a game should be played, in terms of just that intent to go and play and attack. And you know it was physical, it was frustrating at times, but that's the game, and credit to the players for staying in it and coming out the other end with what was a brilliant result.
Captain for the night last night, James Culhane, said the win and the tour meant a lot to the players involved.
It did, and I think it's just a credit to how this group has come together. Like, we only met 2 weeks ago back in Ireland. I think the bonds we formed and the memories we've made on this trip have just been unbelievable. It's something we won't forget for a while. So I think we showed that in like every performance, and each performance is better than the other. So I think it just means a lot when you can get 3 from 3 again. Like, the pride we took from wearing the jersey, it's something we talked about. These opportunities don't come around often. So it's about showing your point of difference and really expressing yourself out there. I think as a group, everyone was comfortable being themselves. And I think we just formed connections so quickly. And we're just absolutely delighted to come out with that now.
And Easterby, who'll be in charge of Ireland for next year's Six Nations, is sure we'll be seeing some of these emerging Ireland players with senior honours before the next World Cup.
These tours, it's difficult to manage them because of the timing of them. The other provinces have been brilliant, and the sort of discussions that we've had with Baz and the coaches, myself and the coaches, Humps and the coaches. So over a period of time, it's evolved to bring as many, you know, players that we could, that we wanted to take on this trip. And like James said, that's there's a proven pathway from the last tour 2 years ago. And I have no doubt that players from this group will be capped across the next 2 years. So it's something that we're really fortunate that we get the chance to do. You know, a lot of countries don't get that opportunity, and we're afforded that, and we're able to build connections, get to know people, understand what makes them tick, and then watch them play like they did tonight. That like James said, it's just the feeling of wearing an Irish jersey again for some of them hasn't happened for a few years, from 20s. And I think it showed in the performance, the pride of that.
English Premiership CEO Simon Massey-Taylor has closed the door on a potential merger with the URC. It was reported last month that the heads of Premiership clubs were keen on a British and Irish league, ditching the South African and Italian teams. An Anglo-Welsh league was also mooted, but the preference was to include the Irish and Scottish provinces. However, Massey-Taylor says the English top flight is in a very strong position and added,
"You need to think not just 4 years ahead, but 10 years ahead. You ask all the questions around European competitions, and you've got to keep a long-term open mind about how things will pan out. We're really proud of the Premiership. We think it's on a really good trajectory, and the numbers prove that with the interest around it. If you were ever to change things, the benchmark is massively high, and it should be. You look at all sorts of options, but the obvious thing to say about a British and Irish league is what happens to the rest of URC. Because they've shareholders there, and they'd all need to agree to do something different. When you look at the relative economics of things, it's quite hard to make it work for all stakeholders. I do think we're in a very strong position. It's difficult to see how you take an expansive approach without compromising elsewhere in the system."
Finally, Wasps have been confirmed as the third team vying for a place in next season's English Championship. The six-time English champions entered administration exactly 2 years ago with reported debts of £95 million. Wasps are now owned by Christopher Holland, who also owns another exile club in Worcester Warriors, who too will be applying for a championship licence. Having seen Wasps move from High Wycombe to Coventry prior to their demise, Holland wants to re-establish the club in Kent or the Greater London region. He told supporters today that submitting their expression of interest for Tier 2 is a key milestone in their recovery. He says they fully respect the open tender process and remain committed to providing more updates as this process progresses. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with team news galore, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.